Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Bergen County. This is John Inslin, a reporter for The Record, speaking to you on a beautiful, beautiful spring morning here on Monday, April the 13th. And I want to welcome you to another edition of Record Talk Radio. This has been an ongoing series of conversations we've been having over the last 3.5 years with newsmakers from throughout northern New Jersey and reporters from The Record. Today we've got kind of a two-parter for you. I did an interview on Friday with Bergen County Executive James Tedesco. Friday just happened to be the 100th day that he's been in office. So I took that opportunity to ask him to talk a bit about what he feels he's accomplished in that brief time. Brief, but eventful, I should say. So you'll hear that in two broadcasts, the first today and the second tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. In this first episode, we talked a bit about the Edgewater fire that happened shortly after he took over as county executive, and also talked about one of his signature issues, the consolidation of the county police into the sheriff's office. So let's listen in on that. Before we do, though, one correction. You'll hear at the beginning of the tape, I misspoke. I said this was his first interview since before he was a freeholder, and that's not true. I looked back at my own records and saw that Jim did a Record Talk Radio interview when he was running for county executive. So correction on that. But let's listen in and see what he had to say.
Jim Tedesco, welcome back to Record Talk Radio. Last time I think you were on the program, you were candidate Tedesco. If I remember, you weren't even a freeholder at that point.
Correct. I talked to you about what my plans were and what my thoughts were about becoming a freeholder.
All right. And now we're here not only after you've been a freeholder, but we're here on today, the 10th of April, which, if my calendar is correct, is your 100th day as county executive. Am I just the only one, or has time gone by really fast?
John, it's gone by so fast that 100 days seems like 100 hours.
It does, and yet it's been an eventful 100-day period. I mean, from the get-go. I mean, I remember covering that press conference you did on January 1 in the morning, and you know, you're sworn in that morning, and here you were doing the police consolidation. An issue or alignment, as you guys call it. The issue took years to reach that point, and yet it's gone by with barely a peep. I mean, are you surprised that it's been this kind of uncontroversial?
The first thing is I'm extremely proud of the men and women of the Bergen County Police Department and the men and women of the Bergen County Sheriff's Department. The two, they've showed their true professionalism by working together to make this happen in the interest of better law enforcement and savings for the taxpayers of Bergen County. So I was very comfortable and confident that in the end, when it finally happened, the men and women would come together and do what they were trained to do, and that's protect the people of Bergen County. That's what they've done. There's been a great synergy and a great collaboration between the men and women of the Bergen County Sheriff's and the Bergen County Police Department. We now have the Bureau of Police Services. They're continuing to provide the same functionality they did before. They are working together with the canine group, with the SWAT group. There's interaction, there's training, cross-training going on. So all the things that we had hoped that would happen are coming to fruition, and it's because of the commitment of those sworn police officers to the people.
Now, you and I have talked about this before. I mean, I know what the projected savings are over 25 years, but my question to you today, Jim, is will there come some point in this budget season that's just ahead of us where you can say, you know, I can assign X amount of dollars to what we're going to spend this year that's less than we would have spent had there been two separate agencies?
I'm in the process of tweaking the final budget. That's going to be delivered on the 23rd of April. But, yes, we will be able to quantify dollar savings in the first year or less than first year, but we will be able to show savings that have been benefited through the realignment of the county police into the sheriff.
You know, I found it ironic that shortly after you were sworn in, we had this horrendous fire in Edgewater. I find it ironic because your background as a volunteer firefighter. I should tell folks in the listening audience, Jim is sitting here with his emergency response official lanyard on. You can't really take the fireman out of you, can you?
No, I mean, I'm a year short of 40 years in the fire service, and it's helped prepare me not only to run large-scale incidents like that or help run large-scale incidents like that, but as my role as a mayor and now as the county executive. And you learn a lot about people and yourself when you're put under stress and pressure. I was just glad that I was able to be there to help the mayor, to help the folks of Edgewater, and in a very difficult time in the history of the town and the lives of the people, that we were able to, as a county, come to support them and provide the services and the support that they needed.
It was interesting, too, because you took on kind of an advocacy role out of that, where you went down to Princeton and advocated for some changes in the building code. Do you see yourself doing that on an ongoing basis?
I do, especially issues that not only are important to me or to what is important to Bergen County, but to people in general and to protect people's lives. I mean, that's another oath that I swore to when I became a firefighter, that I would protect and serve. And so this is about protecting and serving. And certainly I will continue, and I believe we will see something very soon coming out of the state with changes to the building codes because of the advocacy that not only I've done, but many elected officials and others have done throughout the industry.
One thing that hasn't happened in the first 100 days, and I wanted to ask you about this, you talked about creating a panel to study Bergen Regional Medical Center's future, which, as you know, is coming up to a decisive point not all that far away. It was in March 2017, I believe. Where is that at this point?
Well, I'm happy to be able to hand you the executive order. Here it is right here.
All right, we're making news as we speak
and
here.
You're the first one to see the signed executive order for the creation of the committee that will help come up with the direction for Bergen Regional Medical Center as we move forward over the next 2 years.
Okay. Well, have you given this group a timetable when they report back to you?
The group is going to be responsible to select professionals to help them with putting together a plan to me. I've not put a specific date in it because I don't want to hamstring the committee nor the professionals and them have to not do a thorough job. So I've said that I will lay out what I believe is a timeline for them, and that will be flexible based on what reports I get back. So the executive order is there. It creates the committee. It puts into place the type of representation that we are looking for, and it gives some overall direction. And then once the professionals are put in place, the committee will then move forward very quickly because, as you said, we're less than 2 years as we sit here today. And that's going to be the challenge of not only the committee, but my administration to put a plan in place that will allow for the hospital to continue to operate and run, no matter whether the contract is extended, replaced, or whatever the final result will be, but that the Bergen Regional Medical Center will continue to provide the services that it does today.
Okay, folks, so there you have it, the first half of my interview with County Executive James Tedesco this past Friday. He mentioned, as you heard, the framework for a panel that will advise him on the future of Bergen Regional Medical Center. I'll be working on a story this week on that, so watch for that story in the record. And I'll also be doing a story later in the week on taking a look at Tedesco's first 100 days. So watch for that story later. And, of course, stay tuned to the Bergen Beat blog, to northjersey.com, and the record for all your Bergen County news. Till then.